August 25th, 2010. Now, I got a friend who's been lecturing me lately about the idea that a recruiter should not only take an order and try to get the client what they want. She thinks a recruiter should be a consultant who advises the client about what they really need. Sorry, I have to shout, and this phone is making it loud, but I need it later to talk over everybody. Anyway, I was thinking about what she told me when I saw that Hewlett-Packard had recently fired Mark Hurd. Mark Hurd, the CEO. Anyway, he was having a non-sexual fling with a contractor, and that's not allowed because it's a conflict of interest. So he was faking the lunch expenses to cover it up. But nobody believes that's the real reason he was fired. Now, you might remember that Carly Fiorina was the CEO before him. And when she was fired, man, that was big news, because she was a woman. And the general opinion seemed to be, and it went on for weeks, that she was a lightweight. But I just read an article by a guy named Joe Nocero in the New York Times, and he said, you know what? Carly wasn't that bad after all. She had a powerful vision for Hewlett-Packard. She just didn't have the, quote, operational skills to make the company do what she wanted. And Joe calls Mark Hurd, her successor, a penny-pinching efficiency expert who had no vision at all. And he saved money by cutting the R&D investment from 9% of revenues down to 2%. You don't even have to be mathematically inclined to understand that. He says that destroyed HP's future. But here's something funny. Mark Hurd, when he was put before the company, was a dark horse candidate, and HP, Hewlett-Packard, only hired him because they were encouraged to do so by two recruiters. Back in 2006, Business Week ran an article called The New Kingmakers of Executive Placement, and in it, they praised Andrea Redmond and Charlie Tribbett for, quote, shaking up the staid world of executive recruitment. And you know what it said the key to their success was? According to the article, they're not old white men. That's true. Charlie is African American and Andy is a woman. And here's a quote. They argue that their gender, cultural perspective, and relative youth allow them to offer their clients a different world view. But you know what? When they placed Mark Hurd, Charlie was 50 and Andy was 49. Does that sound young to you? Not to me! That's middle-aged! And Mark Hurd, he's not African American and he's not female. So you might be wondering how he exemplifies their special point of view. I'm going to tell you, according to the article, he was an outsider just like them. No one on the HP board had ever heard of him when they brought the guy in, and they didn't think that NCR, the company he was running then, gave him the right background to run a complex company. I quoted that, complex company like HP. Anyway, I'm almost done. The point is that Mark Hurd was fired recently for sexual misconduct or cronyism and lying about lunch expenses. But Joe Nocero, as I said, he said that's not the real reason. Everybody says it's not the real reason. But Joe said it's just an excuse to get rid of a guy who was wrecking the company, and he was only hired because of the persistent advice of these two recruiters. So, Jerry, what show is this?
The Recruiting Animal Show!
Thank you, Jerry! I screwed up the music. Sorry, everybody! How long was that intro? That was pretty darn long. I don't know. That was big news for me. Big news. Anyway, is Andy here? Andy, the guest. Is he here?
Andy, it's Assad.
What's Assad? I don't know. You know what? We'll start off with this. I was told to stay away from it, but your name is Assad Faker, right? That doesn't sound very good. Assad Faker. Okay?
It doesn't. I mean, you know, if people pronounce it that way, it sounds scary. I agree. But when you pronounce it correctly, Assad Faker, it sounds very professional.
Hey, most people don't know how to pronounce it properly. Maybe you're doing yourself a disservice. I saw you had the middle name, Andy, so, you know, I thought maybe that's what you wanted to be called. But Assad Faker, that's good for me. You know what? It makes you stand out. No one's going to forget you that way.
Exactly.
That. Okay. Now, listen, I got to talk about something that came up yesterday. So is it okay if I do that before I get going with you?
Absolutely. Go nuts.
Okay. Feel free to join into the conversation. Okay. I don't know if everybody listened last night. The Recruiter House Party radio show was on. That's the music from the show. Little Miles Davis there. Thank you, whoever's doing that. Anyway, if you didn't listen, you might want to catch the recording because it was pretty funny. And the highlight was an argument about censoring this show that you're listening to now. I'm going to play a few cuts. It might just take me a minute to find the right part. Okay, here's the first one. There was
a lot of good advice, but it was couched in such a veneer of hostility that made my stomach turn. And then in the after show, the comments just were disgusting. Disgusting.
Sorry. That's about this show. Then there was a rebuttal.
He knew what he was in for, and sorry if you don't like the results. We're all big boys here. Big boys, big girls. We're all adults. Yeah, if you're going to get, you know, hurt feelings over something of any kind of constructive criticism, don't ask a person for their opinion. You don't want the truth? Don't ask. It's as simple as that. We don't like what we hear, but sometimes we need to hear it.
Okay, here's the finale.
You know what, Barbara? If you want to fight with me, we can do this offline. See, we're not doing it on this show. If you want to take a fight, I'll take you. I'll take you on. I will take you on. We're not even talking about you at all. We're talking about animals. So if you want to take it personal, feel free. I'm not even personally attacking you.
I'm not taking it personal. So quit screaming, you little baby.
Does anybody
have any...
It's almost done. Okay, I'll turn it off. Anyway, that was pretty exciting. At least I thought so. I just wanted to state my view. Sorry, I couldn't resist, but I shouldn't have put it on so long. Anyway, my point is, if you don't like the show, go start your own! And I want to say, I don't usually listen to the after show, but I did last week, and I thought it was terrific. That show was pure Goodmanism, and you won't find anything like it anywhere! Okay? That's my opinion! Andy, are you ready?
Assad
Faker, are you ready? We're going to sing. I'm going to say one line. You're going to shout it back to me. Is anybody else in on this? We're going to do, it's that new song by Eminem, where he's standing on the ledge.
Yeah, I got you. I know the song.
Okay, anybody else? If there's new lyrics made specially for you. Anybody else in?
I'll try to follow. I don't know what you're
okay,
talking
about. Okay, well, no, it's easy. I'll shout out the stuff. You just have to shout it back to me. Okay, ready.
I love to sing.
One, two, three. I shout the line. You guys shout it back. I'm not afraid.
To be a man.
Come and get me. Here I stand. I'm not a faker. I'm for real. Gonna tell ya. I feel. We do one more line or leave it like that?
Pretty good.
One more line? Hey, turn that off. I don't need the soundtrack, okay? You ready? One more line. Yes, I'm angry. I need a job. I'm a good man. What's going wrong? Okay. Thank you. Okay, you know what, Assad Faker? Listen, you got so much to criticize with you, I just don't know where to start, okay?
Please,
but I gotta check, first of all, you know, if you get a lot of criticism on the show, you're not going to go and hurt yourself or anybody else afterwards, are you?
No, certainly not.
Okay. Everybody heard that? I checked
yeah.
with them? Okay.
What about
now,
your
look,
wife and family?
Okay, look, I don't know where to start. Should we start with the basics or should we just go into, you know, how long have you been out of work?
About 6.5 months, give or take.
Have you ever turned, well, let's start right where we did last week. Have you ever turned down a job?
I have not, no.
So you've had no job offers in 6 months. Is that what you're saying?
I have had one verbal offer for a contract position. I accepted it. The company didn't get their contract, so I didn't get mine.
Okay, so you've only had one minor thing. That's the issue. It's an issue. Would you relocate if you were offered
yes.
a good job?
If I was offered a good job, good salary, I'd relocate.
Okay. And
do you own a home?
I do own a home, yes.
Can you sell it easily?
I believe I can. I mean, in this
have
market,
you checked
who knows?
Into it?
But,
have you checked
no,
into
we
it?
Haven't yet. We
Why
actually
don't
just
you?
Bought it. We bought it about 4 days after I got laid, or 4 days before I got laid.
You can rent out a house anyway. You can rent it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe, maybe not in this market.
My in-laws are big into real estate. Especially in this area where we live, so they have a good grasp on it, and they've told us that we have a good chance of selling it.
Where do you
honey,
live?
Honey, it don't mean jack in this market.
No, where do you live?
So. Haverhill, Massachusetts.
Okay, anybody else want to talk about that? I'm opening the floor. You want to talk about Relo? Go ahead.
He seems like he's real open to it. And
yeah,
as
I think it's great.
What
it's
kind
great.
Of work do you do?
What kind of work do I do? Well,
yep.
the most recent
Hold
job
on.
I had...
Wait a second.
Sorry.
I've got to tell you, now we're going to do that. I talked to Jerry about this before we brought him on. Look at his Twitter bio, right? Here's what his bio says. This is a guy who's looking for a job. Saving companies money by improving workflows and processes since 2004. Hire me and improve your bottom line. Does that say anything?
No.
That's pathetic. That's pathetic. It's meaningless.
Kind of
Who
vague.
Thinks that's good? Does anybody want to stand up for him?
Nope.
Okay, so he needs a little help here on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll get back to it then. Okay,
yeah.
Nobody
help
thinks that you're doing the right thing. I told him, I don't know how many weeks ago, that it stunk. And his picture, it's dark. It's a figure of a man standing up with no close-up. Makes you totally unrecognizable, inconsequential, banal, whatever you want to do. It's a lousy picture as well. And you
right.
criticized, you had the nerve to criticize the picture I put up of you,
you turned
on
to
Recruiting
yellow.
Animal Show.
Would you get a photo from the 1870s?
I tried to make it look like a little distinctive, okay? At least you stood out.
It looks like your puppet with the
it's better
his
than,
mouth
it's
up and everything.
It's better than what you've got. Hey! I'm not looking for a job. You can't criticize me.
This
okay.
Is true.
Okay. Now,
where would I find this information, Animal?
Hold on a second. I gave it to you and you ignored it. Now, then, on your web link on your Twitter, on your web link on your Twitter profile, you think it would go to your LinkedIn profile, but no, it goes to your blog. And then you've got this ugly, the ugliest you could find, link to your Twitter. At least you got a link back to your Twitter from your. But, you know, it's the ugly one, and there's no link there to your LinkedIn profile. There's no link to your resume on Visual CV or anything like that. What's the point? Does that
right.
sound smart to anybody?
No.
Guy needs a
little
help.
Doesn't sound smart to me now that you say it.
Yeah.
Help him out.
Right, okay. And then there is a little profile there, right? His full name isn't there. It just says about a SAD, and then crammed into this little space. It says BS Finance from FSU, colon, or semicolon, MBA in Finance from Temple University, MBS in HR Management from University of Limerick in Ireland, 2.5 years as a VP, Internal Operations and Management Consultant for a publicly traded bank, 1+ years as a – it goes on like that, right? It's totally crammed together. What kind of job is he looking for? I don't know. Hey, anybody,
right.
take a look. Go to now that he's got his name out there. Give out your Twitter address so
can
people
can
look at
name?
It themselves.
Can
yeah,
you spell his name?
First name A S A A D, last name F A Q U I R.
Yeah, but on Twitter it's twitter.com/AFAQUIR. Right?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, and then you press the link, you'll go to his blog. The blog's totally like. Inconsequential. The title is, what's the title?
The Free Consultants.
Free Consultants. Does that say anything about what kind of job you're looking for or anything like that?
Not at all.
Okay, and what's the point?
To be honest, it's just to keep my mind fresh. I wasn't using it as a job search.
Yeah. You're doing all that work, but why use it to help you look for a job, right? That makes good sense.
Yeah, keep in mind, Asad, everything ought to be about, like, now that you're in a job search,
right.
All of your media should be about who you are and what you can do.
Okay.
You never know who's clicking on what. You know, right now you've got people looking at your different stuff, and I'm still trying to see if I can just find one link anywhere on your stuff that just takes me right to your resume. And
I know that for a fact. It's not out there.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, you need it out there.
Yeah, but that's what he links to from Twitter, okay?
Is it not out there on purpose? Why don't you have it out there?
To be honest, no reason. I just didn't. It never dawned on me to do it that way.
Have you had your resume looked at?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You want me to cut up his resume now?
No.
Where is it?
No.
I will.
No,
it's lousy.
No.
You have help here.
If you can do it respectfully.
No, don't talk to me about respect, okay? You know what respect is for? People who can't take the truth. You ever see that? What was that? What's that movie with Jack Nicholson? Few Good Men.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. If you want respect, don't come here. If you want the truth, you're in the right place.
Well, you're being respectful of him. I think
you're thank you, Kathy. Thank you. Let's have a hand for Kathy. She had a great show last night. Everybody loved it.
Yay.
Okay.
Thanks,
you can find it at Recruiter House Party on blogtalkradio.com. Anyway.
How do we find Asad's resume?
I should have posted it. I can send you a copy while we're, you know, when someone else is talking, I'll send you a copy, Janice, okay?
Okay.
It's in 10 point, so it's tiny. The font is tiny, 10 point, I think it is, Times New Roman. I don't mind that, okay? But in the summary section at the top, he's got 12 bullet points that take up 22 lines, right? No spaces between any one of them. Who's going to read it? It's really hard to read.
This does us no good if we can't see it right now, Andy.
Oh, okay. You know, want me to email it to you guys?
Yeah, email it to him. I'm all right with that.
Okay. Does somebody else want to talk? Well, I can't do two things at once. You know, I'm a limited person.
Oh,
yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
On his LinkedIn profile, I wonder if it says ops manager, IT liaison, financial analyst, HR manager. That kind of tells me jack of all trades, master of none. I wonder if that's wise to do. I wonder if you should fixate on what you are.
It's not clear there what job he wants,
yeah.
Is it?
Right. Well, I got to be honest with you guys. My experience at the bank, I was brought in specifically for sort of a business perspective to an organization that had been there for 50 years. So in 2.5 years, I touched every aspect that I list there, operations management, IT liaison, fixing problems. That's what I did for 2.5 years. Okay?
But touching doesn't make you qualified. That's the problem. You've got to fixate on something, be able to define it, and prove it.
Okay,
right.
You know what?
Well, that's right.
This is not good for me. I can't. Okay, I'm sending you the resume for Janice and Jerry. Anybody else, try to get it from them. I didn't have, you know, I was so busy this week. I was preparing for the show last night. I really didn't have to because everybody else talked. But anyway,
hey, Anna,
what?
Give me send me the resume if you want. I'll put it out on the web.
Does this guy want it on the web?
Yeah, go
if
nuts.
You want.
Okay, so Janice is getting it. She'll send it to you, okay? Is that the boy wonder?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, fine. Anyway, now listen, here's something else. I'll tell you about his resume. You'll see it in a second. Sorry, we lost track there because I was doing something I should have done before. The company names are not bolded or underlined, and there's no space between the company name and then the stuff that follows. And so you go from the company name, immediately below it is a brief introduction to the company, which I like, tells you what they do, and then just a very brief note about what he did there. Then under that are the titles. No spaces again, no white space at all, and he underlines the titles. Really, what's the point of that? It's upside down. Okay.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that's like version 19 of my resume. I mean, that's what
you must have dumped the good versions then. Does that mean it was worse than that?
I try new different things. If that's not an appropriate version, I have a different version that I can switch back to.
Yeah, but you know what's so great? You have all these professionals right now who are willing to give you this feedback, and that's priceless.
Right. Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, it's priceless, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Give you that.
I got a question real quick. Are you a six-figure person?
No, not at all.
Are you anywhere close?
No, not at all.
Why not? You should be.
To be honest, I came out of school. I was paid in experience. I have a vast experience, but as somebody mentioned, I'm jack of all trades, master of none.
Don't ever use those words on a phone interview either.
Right, yeah. I don't. Believe
don't
me,
use
I don't.
The word bad.
Why not?
Because anybody who calls a candidate is looking for something specific, and you have to be what they're looking for. If they call you,
you know what? I've worked on jobs where they want someone with diversified experience. But this guy, he got out of school in 2004, and now in 2005 he's already got the title of assistant vice president. How's that possible? I would be suspicious of that.
How's that possible? That's what I say. I mean, first of all, let's be honest. It was at a bank. So
everybody's
that's part of the
president.
Reason I got that.
Yeah, I mean, everybody at a bank is VP.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That's
however,
true.
I will say, when I got the promotion to vice president, what sort of separated me from everybody else was on the official company organizational chart, I had a named box two off from the CEO. So my vice president title in that respect was a little bit different. But I was enterprise level doing problem solving.
Yeah, okay, you know, you're boring the hell out of me.
Like
okay.
No, on that, though, I would consider creating your own title for the work that you really did, because I think the title really gives a false impression of maybe who you might be.
Right.
Anybody
okay.
else want – that's an interesting issue. Anybody else want to talk – address that who hasn't spoken yet? If you have a title – like the guy's got 1 year's experience. He's an assistant VP, okay? So should he use a different title that might mean something different, to, you know, generic, more generic? Anybody got an opinion?
I would use your functional title rather than what
Blake,
the job was.
Well, what's his functional title?
Internal consultant at that level. Yeah, and project
manager.
Okay, I just opened up two people that you know weren't open. Sorry, I didn't see you before.
What kind of manager?
Senior manager, how about that?
Of what?
A senior manager? The guy had 1 year experience.
Well, that's better. That's lower than assistant VP.
Yeah, I
okay,
guess
manager
so.
Of what, though? You know, when I'm looking for titles, somebody says he's a manager,
finance.
I go crazy. I want to know what
banking.
It is.
Banking.
Why doesn't he just use the title that they gave him? I don't understand this at all.
Well, according to this, and Jeremy's getting the resume out right now. According to this, this job, his most recent job is an adjunct professor. Before that, it's a vice
president. Wait a second. No, that's not what Dave asked, okay?
Okay.
Dave, the guy's got 1 year's experience. He's an assistant VP. You know he's not a VP-level
so
person.
It makes a
he was a VP of the bank. That's how banks work. I don't understand why this is, like, going to hurt his job search. I mean,
the rest of the world doesn't know that.
The title he had.
Maybe I don't know anything about banks. Maybe that's the reason, you know. I'm not familiar.
Yeah,
I've never worked placing people in banks.
You have to have money to have a bank, right?
Yeah. Okay.
It makes the recruiter, Dave, think, how could that be? This guy's got to be making that up. And if only
guess,
for just that first subconscious moment. But we're talking about first impression here. We're not talking about how someone feels after the candidate has had a chance in a format to explain themselves. That first impression's already been made.
And he's going to look overpriced as a VP. He's not even a six-figure guy, and he's going to look overpriced as a VP.
Okay. Money talk. Have you ever dealt with a recruiter?
Yes.
How did you happen to deal with a recruiter? Did you call them? Did they call you?
I've had a couple experiences with recruiters.
Just two in 6 months?
Well, a handful. A handful.
Okay.
I've used, you know, personal contacts to put me in contact with recruiters. I've reached out to recruiters on my own and got nowhere.
Reach out is a word you're not supposed to use on this show. Reach out is an animal bad word, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
You called a recruiter, okay?
I called a recruiter and didn't get much response. And I've had personal friends put me in contact with recruiters who have spoken to me and have tried to help, but they tend to find jobs on the entry level, which is a little –
Yeah, but are you looking for an HR job? I mean, it says at the top.
Yes, to be honest, I'd absolutely prefer to be in an HR job than anything else.
Okay.
Wasn't somebody looking for an HR manager
yeah,
in
me.
The Midwest?
Me. Not him. He's not the right guy. Okay?
Radimer, what if he reaches out to you in the Starbucks parking lot?
Yeah. That's an inside joke. Nobody's going to get it unless they listened yesterday, okay? It's two different shows. I know there's some continuity for you. Anyway, so you dealt with the recruiter, and they weren't responsive. What does that mean?
You know, no feedback, no callback, nothing. You know, just it was a blind call on my part anyways. I just didn't get any feedback at all.
Oh, how did you approach a guy? What did you say?
What did I say? Just basically would call, left a voicemail. Typically, I didn't even get to speak to anybody. Would call and leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
Sort of give them a quick bio as to what I am, what I can do. And then
I want to hear it. You know what? Do I have to beg all the time? What did you say?
Everybody has to beg.
What did you say?
Okay.
What did you say?
I said, hi, my name is Asaf Acquire. I came across your information online.
You know what? You better say your name slow, okay?
Okay. On my voicemail, to say your name slow so I can understand it. And you better say it real slow, okay?
Assad Fakwire.
Yeah, okay.
Got it.
All
yeah.
Right. So I'd say my name is Assad Fakwire. Here's a little bit of – I would say, you know, I've been a vice president at a publicly traded bank, billion-dollar organization. I've been a – recently I've been a vice president.
Slow down.
That's probably part of my problem. I probably speak that fast, to be honest, in the
When someone hits you with that first question, Assad,
yes.
How do you reply? I mean, when someone says, yeah, tell me about yourself?
Before he answers that question, can I just point out that your description there –
Yes, I want Dave.
A whole bunch of name and title dropping, but it didn't actually say anything about what you did. I was a VP, but I still have no idea what you did there based on that statement.
Let's let him tell us what he did.
Sorry to interrupt, Jerry.
Okay.
No problem, Dave.
Can you repeat your question, Jerry?
Tell us about yourself. I know that Janice hates that question, but that's what people say.
No,
Janice
loves that question. Listen to my webinar yesterday.
I didn't know you had a webinar. Anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Assad, could you tell us about yourself?
Yes. Born and raised in South Florida, lived there all my life.
Hold on a second, everybody. Let's give him a chance. Can we just listen, please?
Okay.
Thank you, Jerry.
And slow down just a little bit, Assad.
Okay.
Could you tell us about yourself?
Yeah, sure. Born and raised in South Florida, moved to went to Florida State University, got a undergrad in finance, immediately enrolled in Temple University. They accepted me, so I went to Temple University to get my MBA in finance, moved back to West Palm Beach, took a job with a publicly traded bank, Fidelity Federal, worked there in an operations management capacity doing basically internal consulting and problem solving. I was an efficiency expert for them, had a great relationship, reported only to the EVP and COO level of staff. And then when the bank got merged in 2007, I had the opportunity through Rotary International to go to the University of Limerick in Ireland. I took the opportunity, figured if I was taking a break from my career, I'd get a second master's while I was over there. Picked up a master's in human resource management.
I'm sleeping already, Jerry. Are you going to let him go on and on?
I'm trying to understand what he says when people say,
okay,
tell me about yourself.
It's time to interrupt. I have enough of an idea.
Okay.
Back to where Animal interrupted you. Keep going and wrap it up.
No. Oh, come on. It's my show, okay? Do it in the after show if you want.
That's the problem with this show. There's no listening involved. It's just yelling.
Yeah, that is the problem. Start a new show. You got a show on at 1 o'clock, okay? If you want to hear Jerry talk, come back at 1. If you want to hear me talk, okay. Now, I want to know something. I wasn't even planning on asking you this question. How come you haven't looked up the names of a few dozen recruiters and contacted them and got back to them regularly?
No idea. Never thought to use a search that way, to be honest.
Oh, geez. What about companies? Have you called any companies on your own?
No.
How are you looking for a job? What's your strategy, like they asked me yesterday? What's your strategy?
My pure strategy is, I go to LinkedIn. I use LinkUp. I use the internet a lot.
No, that's so vague. Didn't you hear me yell at the guy last week? Your strategy?
Yeah, give it to
Spell
him.
It out.
Give it. Okay, my strategy is to find jobs online that meet the particular qualifications that I'm looking for, whether it's through job title, whether I'm looking for HR generalist positions, HR business partner positions. I still look for finance work.
Okay, now, Dave, the guy's looking for an HR generalist position. Half his resume says he's a VP. Does it make sense to you?
No.
Okay.
Now, I will admit that I dropped that when I apply for HR generalist positions.
Okay.
Those
now
come
look,
off my resume.
Look, so you're not taking a proactive stance at all. You're just looking for jobs online. Is that essentially what you're doing?
Yeah, I'll go with that. Yeah.
I gotta wonder what kind of initiative you're gonna have on the job. I mean, it just doesn't sound good to me. Is anybody else impressed? Just say yes or no.
Animal.
Who's saying animal? Who's calling out weekly there? Who's the weak sister?
It's Graciano.
Graciano, talk up. You're no weak sister. You know, he was a racer.
It must be the headset. I apologize.
I told you, no headsets when you call this show.
It's
a clear
violation,
Dave.
The headset's plugged into my phone.
Okay, go ahead. What do you have to say? Let Dave talk because nobody can hear him.
Aside, call Michael Sheridan at the Merges Group in Providence, Rhode Island, 1-401-272-1200. tell him you were referred by me. Michael is wired to the finance department at Citizens Financial Group that's corporate headquarters here in Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay.
And that's Dave Graziano. That's at David Graziano. You should link to him on Twitter if he wants
David
to help you.
David is
okay.
Great.
Okay.
Real-time valuable advice right
Michael
here
Sheridan.
On the Recruiting Animal Show.
Have
Thanks,
you joined
Maureen.
Any LinkedIn groups, Asad, that are HR-related that are also, you know, job search-related?
Let me ask him a question, Kathy, okay?
Right.
How come you're not looking up companies that you want to work for and then going to LinkedIn or Jigsaw or some other method, finding out the person you should be talking to, and then leaving them a message that's one-tenth Well, who's out there in traffic or pretending they are?
Train.
Okay.
He's not doing that because hasn't thought to do that. A lot of job seekers don't think to do that, Animal.
Well,
right.
That's what he should be doing. Get a bunch
of
companies.
Okay,
call those guys.
On him.
And leave him a message and say, hi, my name is
No,
Asad.
Don't leave a message. Do not leave a message. Call and call and call and call and call until the guy answers.
No, Maureen.
Yes.
These guys are not recruiters. They are not salespeople.
Call
and
call and call until the guy
is a sales machine. That's not what he's into.
This guy sounds really good on the phone, though. He does sound good on the phone. He's ill-defined or non-defined or something, but he can be taught to do that.
Okay, let me just say that's Janice Worthington, exec job coach on Twitter. Okay? And her little son there is the boy wonder, okay? Job search coach. Oh. Job search coach. And he's posted this guy's resume online if you want to see it. Okay, listen, here's what you're supposed to do. I'm going to tell you. Anybody's free to criticize my advice. Look up a bunch of companies you want to work for. Call 5 a day. Sometimes it's hard to find the name of the right person, right? But then you just when you do get a name, you call up. You're going to leave a voicemail. I'll split between Jerry and Maureen. Leave a voicemail and then call again and again the rest of the day. Keep calling the guy till you get him on the phone. And you get a little scripted intro. You know, my name's Asad Fakir or Fakir, however you say it.
Oh,
you know
my.
What? You should change your name to the English name Farquhar or something like that. Okay? That sounds a little...
Lord Farquhar.
Yeah, anyway, my name's Asad Farquhar or something like that. It sounds almost the same,
oh
and it's
God.
Easy to understand. And then you say, I've got, you know, 5 years experience in HR. I'm looking for an HR generalist position. I've been with the Fidelity Bank or whatever like that. And it takes 15 seconds tops. The guy knows who you are. You sound great because you've practiced 100 times. So it just comes out of you without thinking. And then you know what? A few days later, you call. He's not going to call you back. A few days later, you call him back. And if you can get his email address, figuring it out from the way the company structure their email addresses for everybody, then you send that in to the guy, right? And you leave another message. Hi, it's Asad. I left you a message the other day. I'd really like to connect with you for a few minutes. I sent you my resume. And you use that voicemail, Maureen, to audition. The guy says, well, you know what? He sounds great. He knows how to leave a good message. Mm-hmm. You know, sooner or later, he's going to need somebody. And if you're bugging him for a month or 3 months, if you're out another 3 months, he might say, you know, before I start advertising or pay Jerry a fee, I'm going to call this guy myself. And that's what you do. If you call 5 companies a day and you go over them again and again, you got a lot of work ahead of you, and something might drop. I'm not making any guarantees. But at least you're not sitting back there.
Here's my dilemma with this, Asad. I don't see your HR, really nothing about your employment experience part of your resume shows me anything about HR stuff.
Right.
And so that's where I'm at a loss here. I'm thinking, okay, this guy wants to be in HR, but he hasn't been in HR.
Right, and that's the rub of what I run up against. I mean, yeah, it's a very valid point. I mean, I look at it from the perspective of HR is in this position where it's trying to be a business group, it's trying to be an organization. Here I am offering services on both sides of that fence with the HR education and the finance education and the operational experience where I've done HR and management-driven projects, but nobody wants to look at my resume because I didn't work in HR. I mean, it's asinine. I didn't run an HRIS.
It's not really asinine. It's just how it is, because if you haven't been in HR, then you would be looking at an entry-level HR position. bringing a solid other background. That's how I would tailor this whole thing.
You got a lot of competition, too, don't forget, right now.
I understand. I do, yeah.
You're not wrong about it being asinine. The thing is that it's human nature, and you can rail against it all you want. It's
right.
Like Jerry says, just it's exactly how it is, and you know you can't change human nature.
Right.
Well, one thing about the title thing, you're not going to probably enter an HR organization at a VP level. And when they hear that, like Jerry said before, maybe you do need to change that title up. They, when they hear that, many of them will turn off.
Yeah, nine times out of ten, I pull the titles off the resume when I go to apply to HR jobs.
Then they don't know why you're there.
Right.
Aside, it's Dave again. A lot of HR departments or organizations are vertically aligned, where there is an HR person, a generalist that supports finance. You may want to try to hone in on that because you will bring intimate knowledge of the financial world, plus the MBA in HR to the table. And from my understanding of speaking with HR people, the vertical alignment experience is very important to landing a position.
Right.
Okay, I didn't understand that, but I'm sure it means something to somebody. There's a lot of people here. Does anybody want to say something who hasn't spoken yet?
Yeah, this guy really hasn't said exactly what he's looking for and pinpointed anything.
Who's speaking? Who am I talking to?
Oh, you know what it is.
Sorry, who was that?
You know the voice.
Last week's guest.
He sounds like a general. He's looking at VP jobs, and then he's looking at generalist. It sounds to me like he should be looking at a startup company or something small to mid-size.
Yeah, he's got no rudder on his job search.
He's got a lot of problems, really, because, yeah, his resume is all VP finance, and he's looking for something in HR. He's like a career changer at a junior level. I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. What can we do to help this guy?
A career changer at a junior level in the job market.
Okay, somebody else want to talk? Thank you, Technical Stress. Anybody else who hasn't had a chance? Who hasn't had
a
chance?
I got a question.
Who's this?
It's Blake. What's up,
Blake Cannon, go ahead.
Does Technical Stress, does HR Margo know you're on the call?
I don't know.
You healed from last week.
I'm being boycotted by her until Lori Rudiman comes on, by the way.
I'm fine. Everything's well and dandy.
Good.
Okay, anybody else who hasn't had a chance? Anybody
hey,
else?
Hey, Schmooze here.
Go ahead, Queen Schmooze. Did you see the resume by any chance?
Yeah, I took a look at it. There's no strategy there, unfortunately. Hi, Technical Stress. How's things going?
Things are going well. Actually, my stock did go up. I've got three things in the process right now, and great feedback on my resume. Elevator pitches went well. I sold a CFO. I'm being presented to a panel
in
California. Huh?
Okay, but what Technical Stress is telling us now is exactly what the new guy, Assad, has to tell us. Your elevator pitch is getting people lost in the weeds. Cut it down, make it succinct,
We can't hear you because you're on a lousy phone. I'm sorry, you got a great voice. I like the way you talk, but you're in and out. I gotta move on. Sorry, Queen.
Sorry.
You'll try again in a minute, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Now, listen, Assad. How much time do we have? Okay, we got lots of time. We'll give you another chance, Queen Schmooze, but it just wasn't working. And if that's, someone doesn't believe me, listen to the recording, okay? Now, where was I? What about networking events? Are you going to them?
No, I don't go to. I haven't gone to any networking events.
Why is that?
Similar to what Technical Stress was saying yesterday, the everything that I've heard about them and everything I've seen about them is they're pretty much speed dating and not really.
It's pretty much what?
People.
It's pretty much what?
Speed dating and other
What's
people.
What's
that?
Are, oh, speed dating? What's wrong with getting some experience talking to other people? I don't like the way you talk so much. I'm not going to agree with what Janice said, that you have a great way of presenting yourself. I don't think so. You got
but
the potential, but you don't know how.
I don't go to the networking events, no, but I do network with people anytime I get the opportunity. People are, you know, contact me or I contact them through connections. I'll go have meetings. I just had a meeting at Starbucks yesterday, to be honest.
Okay.
And
in the parking lot or inside?
Inside
or in the parking lot?
Inside.
Okay.
He's on your show. He's networking big time.
Okay. Yeah. We're talking about general. Okay. So what happened at Starbucks? Who were you meeting there?
The vice president of an organization around here. He's in a networking group with my wife. My wife is a big rah-rah cheerleader for me, so she put me out there and.
He said he'd love to meet me, and he knows quite a few people in the area, so...
You know, I'm going to ask the big question. How come your wife isn't kicking your ass? You're just sitting there looking at... You're looking for jobs passively online, something to fall in your lap, where she's out networking. Really, what's going on there?
Well, she runs her own business, so she's out networking for her own purposes as well.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of business?
She might not know any better.
She runs a sales organization.
Can she move?
Ooh.
That's
she
a good
can
question.
Move, yes.
That's a good question.
She can move, yes.
What's your financial status and how long can you survive?
Our financial status is, you know, it's a ticking clock down to zero. I probably have about another 6 to 8 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you get a relocation job, how much money do you have right now to invest to put into your own travel, lodging, everything you need?
Above 10K.
Ooh, you lucky
good.
Guy.
He's good.
Okay, you know, there's a couple of things, Gregory, on you. There's a couple of lines.
We need a new guest.
There's a couple of lines that keep going off, muting themselves. I'm not doing it. Andy Gregory, can we hear you? Can you?
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, you have anything? You want to talk to Asad? Want to talk to Asad? Yes or no, Andy? Come on.
No.
No? Okay.
If I were Asad, I would make a change on his resume at the top. Instead of saying Asad, Andrew, I would do A, Andrew. Fuck here.
Well, that's
not
too
bad.
Bad.
Why are you telling
you know
the
what?
Guy
I got to tell you. I got
to
tell you.
Don't tell the guy to hide his name.
Your
that's
name
ridiculous.
Is Asad Fakir. Stick with it, man.
That's
bingo.
My philosophy.
Bingo.
Okay, you know, Maureen, we're gonna get nailed for being not politically correct.
I act like it's 1955
no,
over
no,
here.
Believe me, she's not offending me in any way. I've heard this conversation many times. I just take the philosophy that my father instilled in me, which is it's my name, be as proud of it as I need to be.
Uh-huh.
And if an organization doesn't want me because my name sounds funny or is different, I don't want to work for that organization in the first
place. You know
place.
What? That's not the point of that, right? The point is just using something that's familiar that other people can assimilate
exactly,
when they take a quick
exactly
glance.
That's exactly the point.
If they take a quick glance.
He's proud of his name. He should
absurd.
Use it. Anyone who's so close-minded that they can't get past
yeah.
the name – he's not going to hire him anyways when he walks
that's
in the door.
That's not true. That's baloney. But anyway,
that's
let's
not,
not a big
baloney.
Issue.
A guy who's
not,
not
an issue.
Bring in someone on an interview because his name is Asad is going to hire him later.
You're living in a dream world if you think that.
Okay.
Which part?
But the most important thing, I think, is that he's got to be defined. I don't care networking and phone calls and LinkedIn and leaving messages. None of this is going to make any difference if nobody can tell what you are and what you want.
I think Janice has the point. This is the main
right.
point of this guy's appearance here today. Look at his resume. Nobody knows what he does. He's in his LinkedIn profile, too. It's so wordy. Well, you have a lot of trouble figuring out. You never know why he wants to be in HR, right?
You know,
anyway.
I think that Asad himself isn't quite clear on what his, you know, personal value statement might be. I think he is also kind of thinking, okay, who am I? What am I? How do I get that across?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the background that I've had, and I do have that problem. You're absolutely right. I want to know how do I define a ton of experience at reasonably high level in an organization into translating it into something where everybody right now is looking for you need to fit this box. But I don't fit that box because I don't have the depth of experience, but I have the breadth of experience.
But pieces of you can, but you've got to – it's like a puzzle. You have to take apart the pieces of the various things that you have done, and you've
right.
got to show those various pieces. One employer will like one thing. Another employer will like something else. This is what we do for a living. It starts with this resume. And until you do something about it, somehow, you're not going to get in. So all these methods of travel aren't going to get you anywhere.
I can send you my other format. That I just literally switched to this one about a week and a half ago.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. Okay, what's your pet peeve in your job hunting? What's been bugging you the most about it?
To be honest, the pet peeve in my job search has been the lack of contact. A lot of times, when you apply to jobs, when you reach out, you don't even get whether they've
reach
got
out,
your
reach
resume.
Out, reach
that,
out.
Sorry. Sorry.
That
you don't get any contact.
The reason you're not having people follow up with you is just because of your resume.
Okay.
Somebody's going to look at that and they're going to think, HR guy, VP, banking. ATM stuff, Limerick, is this an Irish guy? I don't want to mess with visas. What's the deal? And that's about as far as they get with it.
Okay.
you need to nail down, get rid of some of the experience that is no longer part of what you want to go do next. Decide what you want to go do next. Ditch all this other crap on your resume, and don't be so generalist. Get specific about what you want to go do, and maybe you've got a couple of different resumes. No problem with that, but give the reader a clear understanding of how you present yourself. Right here, okay. It looks like you don't know what you do.
Yeah, sounds like you ought to learn how to say what you want to say, Jerry. Okay, moving on a bit. Okay, I didn't get much out of that. I could streamline the resume.
Let's ask everybody else. Did that not make sense to anybody?
It did to me.
Okay.
Thank you, Janice.
Okay.
Focus.
So what's
focus.
Your three main
Gosh.
Recommendations? You sound pretty – what psychologically – what's your condition now on a scale of 1 to 10 after 6 months out of work?
After 6 months out of work, you know, I'm hitting that panic mode. I'm getting into that level.
Give us a number, okay?
1 to 10, my mental state?
Yeah.
7.
That's good.
That's good.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm 7 on a good day.
I think he's very curable.
Okay. Okay, you're not drinking?
No, not drinking. The only thing, I don't smile as much as I used to. That's
okay,
a big thing.
Do you have kids?
No kids.
Okay, well, that's something less. What's the three pieces of advice for other job hunters? What would they be? I'd be surprised if you have anything worthwhile, but let's hear it.
Take advice well. Listen to people. That's first.
Yeah.
Apparently focus and strategy, that's going to be my new topic.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't have a third.
Okay, great. And did it help you? I think it, you know, being as open as you are today, it might be how you are normally, but I think listening to the show last week helped you a little. It helped change your culture. Am I right about that?
A little bit. I got to be honest. I listened to your show last week, and the parts where you guys jumped all over technical stress, if I was in your position, I would have jumped all over them too for it.
Okay, thanks.
Well, I'm glad I could pave the way for you.
Thank you.
Another pioneer.
I have a question for you. How many hours a week would you say you're working on your job search?
Go ahead. Good one, Dave. Thank you.
How many hours a week? I'd probably say about 30.
Okay.
A good 30 hours a week.
Yeah, but they're not quality hours.
And what's that time spent doing?
Typical, like I mentioned earlier, LinkedIn, contacting people, that kind of stuff.
You get out of bed and get dressed just like you're going to work. I mean, your job is to get a job right now, so you got to get really good at that.
Yeah, I get up in the morning with my wife when she goes to work. I get up, I take the dog for a walk, I eat my breakfast, and then I go sit at my computer. I don't necessarily, you know, shave and do all that kind of stuff.
How come you're unemployed? Why are you unemployed?
Goodness gracious. Well, I was working for two organizations at the same time.
You know what? Is that a goodness gracious kind of question? I mean,
no. Here it comes. It's getting deep.
Yeah. Well, it is, because it's not typical. I can't just say, I was laid off because of the economy or whatever. I was in a situation where I was caught between two business partners. The majority business partner wanted to go in a completely different direction, and I got cut in the process.
You need to role play a good answer for
that.
I'd
say.
Excuse me?
Just say they took a change in business direction, and they let you go.
Right.
That doesn't mean anything either. But Blake Clint Cannon, what are you saying there?
I don't even remember what I said.
Okay.
I was listening to Jerry.
Okay, Queen Schmooze, I'll give you another try before we move on. Queen Schmooze, you want to give it a try? Do you have something to say about that? The way he said he left his job, it sounds suspicious to me. I don't understand it. You should work it out. After 6 months, you should be able to say it real clearly, mindlessly. Really, that's a big failing.
That's what I said. I said he needs to role play and get really good with an answer because that's going to come up a bunch.
Yeah, that's pathetic, really.
Did they let me go, Bob?
Yeah, it
really
did sound very odd, I have to say. I think of a bank as a pretty big institution. You're talking about like two partners as if they own the show. I don't really understand that.
I don't know if he was at the bank at the last
job.
Well, you know what? Let's just try to have one person talking at a time. When you hear someone else get in there before you, just stop for a second. Okay, his last job was at Food Equipment Solutions, a national commercial food equipment dealer with average revenues. I like that you've got that, but it should be on a separate line. And
right.
You know, he's got one line about his job. I oversaw all financial planning. And then before that, you were with the Rotary International Foundation. You were a scholar, all right? It's just a little too wordy. You know, I like that you put it in there so there's no gap. And then you were for the bank. So you worked for this food company and for the bank. That's it, right? You've got no experience. 4 years, right?
Right.
Maybe.
maybe.
I don't like
years.
The title being at the bottom underneath
it's
each.
It's ridiculous.
Of
it's absurd.
The title needs to be right below Food Equipment Solutions.
Okay.
Plus Newberry. Then right beside there, you put VP Finance.
You know what?
Manager.
He sounds like a smart guy, but I don't know how
he
came up with these.
Help, man.
How come he couldn't figure this out on his own?
Because they aren't taught to do that. That's why
well,
we
well,
do
how
it.
Much thinking? How much teaching does it take?
A
okay.
Lot.
Wait.
He's doing a lot of things right, so all he
yeah.
needs help with a couple of things he's not.
I don't think he's doing a lot of things right,
big
Dave.
Things.
Dave, I don't think he's doing much right at all. He can't even tell us clearly why he was, let go of his last job. How many things? His resume stinks. His Twitter thing stinks. His there's no link on his blog to his profile.
But
give me a break.
Be.
He can't introduce himself on a voicemail. He can't tell us why he lost his job. What's he doing right? He seems like a nice guy.
He's teachable.
Okay, yeah.
I'm
not doing
coachable.
Anything right.
And you know why he's teachable?
Guy is a heck of a start animal.
No, because he sounds good on the phone. I agree with Jerry on that. This guy sounds good. He's
yes.
got enough force, like Derek from last week, okay? Not as confrontationary, but you don't want that, okay?
Is that a palinism? Is that a palinism, confrontationary?
Well, you
I like
be
it.
A yes
I like
either.
It. You know, I'm
going to
say that in the future.
I think that this is an excellent opportunity now that we've all seen Assad's resume and how absolutely awful it is.
Yeah.
I think this is a great opportunity to see Janice perform her miracle of resume transformation.
That's a good
and
idea.
Have it become the resume that we all know that this young man deserves.
You know, that's not fair. Jerry, that's not fair. That's not fair to offer somebody else's services, okay? You wouldn't stand for it, okay?
What?
That's not fair.
Janice knows
the
strategy. But you know what? Janice knows the strategy she would use, and she saw it the minute she looked at the resume.
Okay, Janice,
how about we all pitch in and pay for it? How about that, Adam?
No.
Well, let's
okay.
do it right now. Let's let Janet take us
no.
on the top and go
no.
down.
No, that's not
no,
good
no.
radio. Okay, Maureen? Don't take
oh,
over
Jerry.
My show.
Hello.
Somebody's got a question for me. Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, Jerry, it's a comment.
I have a comment.
Hello.
Okay, let technical stress first,
Hello.
Then Kathy, then Queen Schmooze,
okay.
and we're finished.
Let's do it.
Assad is in the same position I was where you've done a lot of things. You moved around. You got to find something you have a passion for, something you do well, like in my resume. I am experienced in managing and directing in the IT category, the planning, managing, and directing of buying technology, hardware, software, and services all the way through the exposure.
We got it.
Oh! Can I ask a question?
Yes, Kathy. You're up, Kathy.
Okay. HR. I've recruited a lot of HR people. You don't put down whether you have experience, benefits, payroll, how many people you oversaw.
I can only send you the spreadsheet.
Compensation. Did you over, you know, any of that, you know, workers' comp, what have you done on the HR?
Yeah, he
side?
Hasn't been in HR, so
right,
we don't know. I think Jerry covered that one already.
But
okay, Queen Schmooze, we're going to give you another shot. Queen Schmooze, what's
Hopefully
your last?
It's going to work. Use Wordle.com or Wordle.net in order to proof the resume. The keywords will show up.
You know, Cat Blake, are you on the phone? Is Blake on the phone?
Yeah, Blake, how about hitting the mute button?
Andy Gregory is muted and he's complaining.
Oh.
Did you say world.net?
He's not
net.
Mute.
Wordle.
Wordle.
Wordle. Wordle. Wordle.com. I can't remember.
Okay, now, Assad, you got the last statement, but you can't stay for the after show, okay?
That's
Guests
fine.
Can't stay for the after show. That's my rule. Do you have anything you want to say? Closing words? Something?
You guys have been great. I've enjoyed my experience on the show. It wasn't as vicious as HR Margo made it out to be, so we'll live with it.
Okay. You know, HR Margo's very smart. She positioned herself off technical stress. Everybody's heard of her in the last 24 hours. Thank you!
Hello.
Hello. All right.
Hello.
Hey, we're
wow,
not going to lambaste
this guy. Wow,
it's one
heck of a softball game today, huh?
No lambasting here. None of that.
None.
Hello.
None.
Is that my music?
You can stop saying hello. We hear you.
Yeah.
That's the Starbucks parking lot
you
music.
You know why no lambasting? He was not defensive or confrontationary.
He was great.
Yeah, I mean, he was cool. His resume just sucks, you know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I mean, once that's been determined, there's no reason to really just beat somebody up. I mean, because he was saying, yeah, I agree. I need some help with it.
Yeah, we'd love to help him. I mean, well, you can see, if you can figure out what's wrong with something, you can figure out what's right with it in 30 seconds. And I will tell you, okay, these statements, all these statements under HR business results, if they can have a frame of reference, in other words, explain what you did, explain what the results were from what you did, and where you did it at least, then that's going to at least help. But you got too many here to do.
Yeah. Okay, who all's here? Janice, Manister, Derek, Kathy, Blake, are you still here? Or are you still on talking to your secretary there?
He's making money.
Dude, I'm here. Jeez, I had pushed the mute button.
You about ruined the show, okay?
Yeah.
You ruined the show. Andy, are you still here?
Is Maureen still here?
I'm here.
Okay.
Okay.
I was going to talk bad about you, but I'm not going to if you're here now.
Aubrey.
I wish you would.
Hey, Jerry.
I will.
Jerry.
Andy's unmuted now.
Awesome.
I just had to come back. I think he
finally
check him.
Love
okay.
it.
Who else wanted to chime in? Graziano, you still here?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to jump in and get some scores here because I'm in the middle of a whole bunch of send-outs and placements and offers here today.
You always are. You need to start planning for this.
Yeah,
the call that you own.
Here's the deal. I take client calls no matter when they happen, all day, all night. Janice, what's your
scores today?
Oh, good, because I got to go. Thank you. I think it was an excellent show. I'm all the way around, and anybody who listens to the replay should learn a lot. I think I give the guest a 7, and I give Animal an 8. I think it was an excellent show. I give Derek a lot of credit for coming back. Are you there, Derek?
Yes, I am.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
Big D.
And I hope, you know, we got to get you guys back to work. That's number one. The other thing I wanted to say is this, to the Margo issue, okay? If these guys do not learn how to toughen up wherever, these guys are going to get blown away when they go job hunting. It's a hunt, not a holiday. So that was
good.
This week was a lot of good constructive criticism, and I think that was good. You know, I think the guy, he's got some money to float on. His wife's got a good job. He hasn't had anything in 6 months, though. I've at least had, you know, a second, third round interviews. What's he doing wrong that he can't even get the first step?
Resume.
I don't think he's to 9 yet on his scale of 1 to 10. At 7,
gotta run, guys. Have a good day.
Still coasting.
I don't know.
You see, Janice, help that guy with his resume. I don't think
that
was
you need to be. Janice, you need to give that gift card
suggestion on my part.
Gift card.
I'll help his resume.
Did anybody go look at his Twitter profile?
Yeah, we've been
through
all that.
Yeah.
See, I didn't get to ask him. I wonder if he wears that tweed jacket on job interviews. We need to make sure he's not dressed.
When Blake is given the fashion advice, you might want to take note of it.
You might be a redneck.
Jerry, do you agree with me, though, based on how this guy jumps around a little bit from here and there, that he should be looking at something more like a startup company, smaller size? Maybe he's aiming too high.
I think that his resume doesn't quite capture the fact that he's looking for an entry-level HR position. He brings a solid – he's got a bachelor's, a master's degree, studied abroad in HR. And so really the guy needs to say, hey, I'm an entry-level guy, but I bring a lot more experience to that role than just straight out of college people. I think the guy, if he positions himself right, could be an excellent candidate.
Yeah, I agree.
But some of the HR people that I've talked to is you've got VP on your resume – and you're shooting for an HR generalist role, you got an MBA, what's wrong with this guy that he's taken that far of a step back? Is he that desperate? And recruiters a lot of times don't want to look for desperate people, right or wrong.
He's a career student, you know, that's why I said he's got to use his functional titles. And he needs to make sure that if he's got a blog out, the blog says what his resume says, his LinkedIn says what his resume says, because if he's sending one resume off it for a generalist job that's different than the one on LinkedIn, and they go look at it and it says VP on one,
then they're going to just shit can one of them and throw it away.
See, the thing is,
that's a good point by Andy, consistency across all channels.
Yeah, because see what happens is when you go to his Twitter account,
right.
Then you flip over to his blog, and then you go to his profile. It, really, that whole social media presence by him mirrors the same confusion as his resume does. The guy just needs
right.
to get rid of all the different ideas and have one concurrent theme until he gets his next job. And once he does, then he's free to open his blog back up to whatever helps ease his mind or whatever. But he just doesn't have a consistent story anywhere.
The bottom line is he needs to come up with an audience and determine what his message is based on his audience and formulate his content around that.
But, yep. You know, and the other thing is that he never once during the entire thing said what he really wanted to do. I think that's why
he's
so big.
Yeah, I know
that.
Exactly.
He would take a DP job if it was out there. He would take a generalist job if it was out there. That's why he's keeping all of his options open rather than just focusing on one particular career path.
Even
I sat through the whole show wondering what this guy does and what does he want to do. I sat through the whole show wondering that.
Right. His title is, on his resume, it says Human Resources Generalist / Business Partner. Now, those two are not similar positions. I would say entry-level HR role, bringing a strong background and understanding in the finance and banking community.
He wants to sit at that table. He wants to be an HR representative at that finance table.
Did he ever say what his salary requirements were?
Jerry. He's open.
He is? Okay.
Currently looking for a raise.
So 35K would work for him?
No, I would hate to speculate.
Yeah,
hey, Manister,
exactly.
What are your scores on the show here today?
I'd go with 9 and 9. I thought he was really well-spoken. I thought that he really did a good job of answering the questions. And just I think everybody came off the call liking him, or at least I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, in everything else that's related to jobs, I think like 90% of the search is just how much you click with the people once you're in the door.
Yeah,
I think he's going to find something, you know, as soon as he has that opportunity to get in the door, and hopefully, you know, this call was helpful to him.
I may just help redo his resume, even though I'm not a qualified professional.
You're a good man, Jerry.
Derek,
I think Animal handled the show well, too.
Yeah.
Hey, he's got 10 grand, too.
Hey, can I ask the group a question here?
Sure, go ahead.
As soon as you give us your scores, Dave.
I'm just one number below Manister, 8 and 8.
Double ocho. Okay, what's your question?
Do you think he's going to follow up immediately on the concrete suggestion I gave to him?
That'll be interesting.
Who knows?
I don't know.
You'll have to call the guy that you recommended and see if he does.
Yeah.
I gotta think he would. He's receptive enough to come on this show. He's not on the show for no reason.
I hope so.
If this guy is actually
spending 30 hours a week on his job search, he'll be all over that.
That's not enough.
Well, but he's spending 30 hours a week in front of a PC, okay? That's not a job
search. Yeah.
I'm spending 70 and taking care of 3 kids. This guy's 30 hours is nothing.
He needs to jack it up to 50.
Jack it. Maureen,
what
are your scores today?
You can always say that. I mean, I think that's more than a lot of people do, though. I mean,
Maureen,
he's taking it pretty seriously.
9 and 9.
You are such a fair.
Yeah.
If everybody would have given
homer.
Sixes, Maureen.
What a homer.
Seven.
Hello.
Andy.
You know, I'll go 8 and 8. I thought Animal, you know, did a fine job, and I thought the guest was great because I think he just needs some direction and clarity, I think he'll be fine.
Okay, here's something I'm noticing with these scores here, people.
I didn't get.
You're being lazy.
Either.
You're giving one guy the score, and you figure, well, Animal gets that score too. They need to be judged individually.
Or are we allowed to give 10?
I want you to put a little more
What's
thought into it. 8 and 8, 9 and 9, 8 and 8, 9 and 9.
Are we allowed to give 10 yet?
Animal does a good job, he lets the guest shine. And when Animal does a bad job, he screams over the guest.
Right, I totally agree.
And the guest then also doesn't perform as well, if Animal
right.
doesn't perform as well. So you.
Sorry, I'm interrupting here. Mike A. Stringer, he left me a message on Twitter. Can you hear him?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, great.
All you had to do was say, hey, guys, can you hear me? You know, I had to call Daddy. Mike, is there something you want to say?
We'll play with him.
Yeah.
Daddy is what I call him in the Starbucks parking lot.
Let's all listen to Mike.
I just wanted to give my scores before we hung up.
All right. I get around to everybody, but give us your scores, and please don't be lazy about it.
I won't, because I'm going to – so I'm going to give the guest a 7, and I'm going to give him a 7 because I didn't feel like he explained his experience well or his target job well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give Animal a 9 because as long as I've been listening, this is the first time I've heard him let people speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would you give Animal a 10 if we were allowed to give 10s?
No, anybody's allowed but you.
Oh, great.
Because for the first – the recorded beginning history of the after-show scoring data, you always gave Animal a 10.
I have to.
No, you don't.
Right, unless you can't.
Well, you fixed that, Jerry, didn't you?
Yeah, I sure did. Mike, thanks for your score. Blake Cannon.
I give Animal an 8, and I thought the guy got a 9. I thought he was pretty good.
Wow.
Very fluid, you know. Mm-hmm. Didn't hesitate a lot.
Okay. I'm gonna ask Kathy. What are your scores, Kathy?
You know, I'm giving this candidate a 9. He seemed to really want the criticism and was not offended. And I have to give Animal a 9 because I thought he gave absolutely
lazy.
Great professional advice.
Really lazy.
No, he did. I think all of you did. I think all – now, if this guy follows up, he'll find a job. But I think you guys all did great. And he was receptive. The candidate was receptive.
Okay, Derek, without getting too much into your personal story.
No.
What are your scores for the show?
I think Animal did a great job today. I'd say maybe I'd give him a 9. Based off of previous shows, I would have given him a 7. But purely based off of this one, I'd give him, you know, a 9.
Right.
The guest, I'd say a 5. He didn't answer a lot of questions. I didn't hear a lot of strategy. He didn't get into any reasoning on why he made decisions because he really didn't give them. Do you agree, or?
Well, I'm just wondering, and I'm just
there's room
you know,
for
we're
improvement.
All,
is why
all
I'm not giving him a harsh 5. I'm giving him a 5 because I think there's room for improvement, and I really don't think he's hurting enough. He's got some areas I think he needs to put some more effort into.
Are you sure that you're not allowing last week's guest score,
no.
which is the lowest in the history of the show? To affect.
Thank you.
Trying to drag this poor kid down.
Is this a resume builder for you, Derek?
Hey, Andy,
yeah,
are you sure you don't want to revisit the show?
He's got room for improvement.
No.
Okay, here's my scores.
You know,
I'm thinking that as the guest, he gets a 6 from me. I would think after 6 months of a job hunt, you need to have your story down a little bit. You need to have experience when someone says, hey, tell me about yourself. You should be able to go right to it.
But that's why
when somebody asks, why are you not working at whatever place that you were working, you don't need to start off with, oh, goodness gracious, or whatever he said. He needs to have his story down. And I would think that as a guest, he should have even really dialed it in more so after listening to last week's show.
Yeah,
give him a 6. I'm going to give Animal an 8.
Oh,
no particular
generous.
Reason. No particular
that's
reason.
Generous.
I don't know. I thought the guest was refreshing in his.
Was that you, Manister?
That was Andy.
No, that's.
No, it wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Who said
that's
I, that was a generous score? Animal. I gave
that's
him an 8. That's the,
I've got a question for you guys. If I could step in here for a minute.
Can you hear me? Am I on?
Who is it?
Yes, you are on.
This is Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Jeremy. Yeah.
Hi, Jeremy.
Bacon.
Hello.
Boy Wonder.
I said that was generous. Your score was generous. Animal gets a 7 because he did exactly what he should be doing.
pushing the show along. He didn't do anything greater than he would to you know, get a better score. So he did exactly what he should be doing.
Nothing for the highlight reel is what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I mean, I like the beginning. Actually, I really liked his intro. That was the best intro that I've heard yet about the HP guy, so I thought that was pretty good. The guest gets an 8, and he deserves an 8, and I'll tell you why. He was intended to come on here and be, it was a guest with a bad job search, and it was perfect because he had a bad job search. Had he had a good job search, he wouldn't have been a guest on the show. Thus, he gets a good score.
I'm not quite sure I fully understand that, but I'll let it soak in.
Because he didn't know what he was doing, and he wanted advice, and he got it.
Which makes him a good guest. My point is that makes him a perfect guest. Because he couldn't answer any questions does not bring – it makes him, again, why he's on this show today. That's why I go – I'm not going with the low scores. I go with the high score.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a reasonable. That's a non-lazy answer. I like it.
I'm just saying. I well thought
like
out.
It.
Thank you.
I think Derek has a question.
Do you have any scores that we have yet to ask for? Anybody?
Resume Strategies online, and she's. I don't know that she can hear us, but she's asking when are we giving scores. So
you
I'm
know, here's
it.
Official.
I think Margo is on the call because she's tweeting about it.
Look, official rule number 3 of this show.
Hey, Derek's got a question, Jerry.
You want to give a score? Call in. Now, anything else is not accepted.
I'll pass the news.
Yep. Okay, somebody had a question.
Resume Strategy.
Yeah.
No, here. I've worked with a lot of recruiters, and I've been pushed and pulled in a lot of directions, and I think now I've got a direction of where I need to stick to. There was a lot of good advice last week. If you don't like what you hear, hang up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's a good point. How many people has this guy really worked with? You know, and I've had a lot of experience, which has given me, you know, I was a little defensive last week, but I wanted to get into reasons why I made the choices I made. And I don't think we really got to that point with this guy because he's so green and he's so fresh. He needs more experience. He needs advice. His resume has got to be cleaned up. And I think he really needs to put more time into his work search. 30 hours is nothing.
You're right.
30 hours if your resume is right on and you understand what you're looking for and can convey that. 30 hours, I think.
So, Jerry, I still don't have a real job. I mean, I have a contract job, but, you know, who's looking for recruiters? Nobody.
Go get a job, Jerry, and fill it. What the hell? I mean, what's the slowdown? Go get a client of your own.
I've done that.
Do it again.
I don't want to do it on my own.
Why? I've been called so many times by people that have been downsized that are going into their own practices.
I know.
Just doing their own recruiting, and it's tough out there.
It is, and I like having people to bounce ideas off of. And
yeah, that's what the phone's for.
Right.
Call me anytime.
Right.
You know, is Graziano on the phone still?
Yeah, I am.
Dave, I would like to respectfully disagree with something you said last week when you were telling Derek to ask the recruiter how many people he's ever placed at this company that he's calling about, and if the guy says, well, nobody, to hang up on him.
Oh, that's wrong.
Oh,
I disagree with that.
You misunderstood that.
Okay.
Yeah, and I appreciate the feedback. What I more accurately should have communicated was that if the recruiter does not have credibility with the candidate,
mm-hmm.
in the candidate's mind, the candidate should hang up the phone on the recruiter.
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
well, yeah, sure.
I think you're missing the context that comment was stated in, because it was specifically in response to recruiters saying, oh, I have the best relationship with this hiring manager. You know, we're in tight. I know his kids. You know, all
I've
that.
I've heard all the time.
Okay. So
yeah,
making up a bunch of stuff. And then you say, well, how successful have you been? He says, well, nobody.
No, I appreciate clarifying that, Jerry. As usual,
well, not to mention, I get calls from recruiters, and you swear to God, they didn't even look at your resume first. They're like, well, how do you feel about being an SAP analyst? Where the hell on my resume does it say I'm an SAP analyst?
Yeah.
You know, and
how
that's
many
the
of
point
these
where
companies, though, Derek, are international staffing companies? You know what I'm saying?
A majority of them, believe it or not, are offshore, and there's some that are embedded here.
Yeah.
But look at the companies like Motorola and all these big ones. I've talked to people in there where they just don't want to answer the phone. they've got these resumes. They don't want to deal with them. They,
well,
the
look,
only thing they'll use are these offshore recruiting companies. They don't want to deal with people like you guys anymore because you're too high priced.
Yeah, they do. No way. Here's the dilemma is and they are mostly Indian companies. That is not in any kind of a way a racial slur, any kind of bigotry. They are Indian recruiters. They have an entirely different approach to staffing. That is a highly commoditized. They just think that if they call you, you send a resume, your buzzwords need to be highlighted in bold on the resume. If your background matches, they just simply think that you're going to go to work over there. It's not in any way the more formalized, personalized recruiting that those of us that have been doing it here for a long time do.
And the first thing they ask you is how much are you looking for? And in some of the positions, it's roughly, and what I do is anywhere between 30 and maybe upwards to $60 an hour on a W-2. And these guys will come back and they'll start hemming and hawing, these Indian recruiters, and they'll go, could you do 20? Could you do 18?
That's
90 miles away.
Right. See, that's a whole different business model.
Right.
They work inside of these closed-loop vendor accounts where they're just assigning bodies to the department. It's not full-cycle recruiting where they're not talking to the client. They're not understanding. They don't care about any of that. They're just – it's a different business model. And so you're not going to have that connection with the person. You're not going to have a, wow, I've worked with these guys for 10 years. I love them. Let me tell you about the manager and the company. And you just don't get that. It's just a different world. So don't confuse the two. Yeah, Dave.
There's companies here, Jerry, that I'm targeting right now, some of the larger companies, and I'm talking to people on the inside, and they're like, unless you're dealing with somebody that's on the VMS list, you're not going to have a snowball's chance in you know where.
Yeah.
And there are companies like that, and you guys know it. It's hard to get in.
Yep.
So, Jerry, what you're saying is you need to understand the cultural implications.
No. More so than that. I mean, it's just a whole different way. It's just a whole different process. There's no understanding the culture of it. I mean,
there isn't.
Frankly, it's just a different. It's like a company is going to buy 16 COBOL programmers and throw them on a semi and drag them over here. That's not agency staffing that we're all used to. Yeah, Dave.
It's not only happening in other cultures other than the U.S. Our business is becoming exceptionally hyper-transactional, and everyone is drinking from the Kool-Aid of relational and engagement, but few organizations are doing what you do every single day, what Gregory does every single day, what Blake does every single day, and what I attempt to do every single day. And that, and whoever else on the phone, you know, preaches from the relational engagement a prayer book, if you will.
Yeah.
It is so freaking transactional. Try to call a company to talk to someone. I referenced blog post. Don't call us. We'll call you if interested.
Right.
And that is horse plug in the
word. Well, but see, Dave, those are the very biggest of companies. You need to – here's how you get into the big companies at the top. Start at their plant. In the middle of Pennsylvania.
Oh, you're exactly
right. Get to know that person and work your way up corporately. You're not going to call their headquarters in New Jersey and say, hey, man, I'd love to be on your vendors list. You need to find the person way out somewhere else
I'm right with you. You're exactly right. You're exactly correct. But you have a tenacity to do that. I have a tenacity to do that. I'm talking about a trend in the industry, not ideographic, idiosyncratic behavior that we manifest. And we're fighting a trend. We're like salmon swimming upstream.
If I could jump in here, you're fighting a trend, and I can hear it in your voice. Now, translate that to my side of the world, where I'm a job seeker trying to deal, and the only thing I can get a hold of, I'm dealing with great folks like yourself, but on the other hand, you're fighting those battles, which makes it difficult to place people like me because the markets are simply transactional.
What do you think?
Recruiting is broken, and you guys are trying to fix it.
Albright's looking for a job every time he places someone. That's how he gets paid.
Well, but I'm not
for a job.
I'm not trying to fix anything, though, Derek. I'm neither part of the problem or the solution. I'm just doing my own thing.
Yeah, but you're real
Jerry's
ethical,
like an assassin.
Jerry.
He doesn't believe
you're
in a policy.
Extremely
he pulls
ethical.
The trigger.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for the most part. But I mean, it's not like I have some big mission to help steer our industry away from the transactional.
No, but you're ethical.
Thing. I don't care.
But you have a voice, and right now you're being able to be heard by thousands, if not more, people
millions.
That are hearing. But people are hearing you on what your thoughts are, and in a way, maybe you don't realize it, but you are helping to educate other people, and it may spread and become contagious, and it may help create change it.
Well, I try to, if that is a byproduct of providing for my family.
Okay.
I mean, that's my main goal.
Of course.
Hey,
but you're
Jerry?
Ethical, Jerry. You give us a good name. You give recruiters a good name.
Right.
Yeah, Dave, what?
The other thing is, Jerry, I don't want to open up a can of worms here at all, but that's another reason why your voice is missed on Twitter. Well, you can zing these things out there once in a while and let thousands of millions of people know.
I may reconsider then.
Oh,
well, that's all I'm
there
saying,
we go.
And you get something to say that's of value.
For
all winners today.
If this daily rant from Jerry about why Twitter sucks on Twitter again, I quit.
No, that's not where I'm going. I just want to, that's not where I was going at all. No.
You know, yeah, I like being part of, you know, some of those different kind of conversations. My personality, though, wasn't strong enough to resist the top 10 iPad trends and all of the different links. I can't just stop into Twitter, see if there's anything valuable, and move on.
Yes, you can. And you have
you
good words.
You can filter all that out,
them.
Jerry.
Nah. Hey, I realize my weaknesses, right?
It's a noble thing. It's a noble thing, Jerry.
No, you have a voice of credibility. That's all I'm saying.
He does.
Well,
I'm not the only
help
one.
Me find some clients that need some credibility.
Yeah, well, don't we wish we all could do that?
Well, it's been a great show, people.
Hey, Jerry.
Cannon.
Hey, before we go, I'd love to dedicate a song to you.
No.
Meet him at the Starbucks party.
I'm going to never live this down.
Have a good one, guys. We'll see you around.
Bye.
See you, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
Mm-hmm.